Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Malky from Family First Care.
Thanks, Milky. Please stay.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tamaya?
Hello.
Hi, you hear me? This is Malky. Is this Tamaya speaking?
Tamia.
Hi, Tamia. This is, I'm calling from Family First Care in regard to signing up as a caregiver.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So I just want to confirm, first of all, that you're still interested in signing up?
Yes.
Yes, amazing. Okay. So I'm going to go through the requirements with you.
Okay.
I sent you the an introduction text. Should I resend that or you have it on your phone?
One second. Let me check. Let's see. No.
All right. I'm going to resend it to you. I'm sending you three links, and we need them filled out. One's for a link. One's for an application. The second one is for a competency test. You don't have to worry about doing well. As long as you fill it out, it'll be marked complete. And then lastly, there's an I-9 form to fill out with a link. Those are the links. We're also going to need two forms of ID from you. Do you have a driver's license and social?
I still have a picture of it from, I think I do. Yeah, I have both of them, so I can send that picture over to you.
What do you say?
I said, yeah, I do. I can send a picture over to you.
Amazing. So you can send it through text after we hang up. In addition to the two forms of ID, we're also going to need proof of residency, proof that you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years. So if
you're longer than 2 years.
Oh, amazing. So if your license is issued from 2023 or before, you could use that. If it's not, we would need like a picture of an old license.
It is. And the only thing is, if I give it to you now, will it still be okay because it expires on the 25th?
That you're saying your current one expires on the 25th?
Yeah, I gotta go get a new one soon.
If we get you active before the 25th, it would be fine. If we get you active afterward, we would need you to renew it. Do you have a passport?
Okay. No, I didn't renew that either. That's just, man. You just reminded me that I need to renew. I do have it, but I need to renew that as well.
Got it. Okay.
I ain't going nowhere. I've been scared.
All right. So send over the ID for now. If comes the 25th and you don't and you're not active yet, then we would need you to apply for a new one. But you don't have to wait for the new one to come in the mail. Like as long as you have a document stating that you applied, we could have you start.
Okay. Now, what's the starting rate with you guys?
The starting rate is between 13 and 15, and the reason why it varies is because it depends on the case that you take.
Okay.
So in addition to the IDs, the proof of residency, lastly, we're going to need you to get a TB test. Do you know if you had one recently?
I did. I still have one with my current job, so I don't know if you guys can use that. Because I am employed through Patriot Home Care. It's just that they don't have hours. So, like, I don't have a full-time plan. That's what I'm looking for. Because my schedule is pretty much open Monday through Friday between the hours of 9 and 6. So, but nobody has. They don't have things for that. And I also am available at night. So, from, like, 6 p.m. to like 11 p.m. or overnight shifts, I could do that as well.
Got it. So I don't work in the staffing department, so I'm not sure what's available, but we want to get you started. That way, as soon as something is available, get you active. So once something's available, you'd be able to start the case right away.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm driving right now, so once we get off the phone and I stop, I'll send over everything to you. And do you want me to see if I can get a copy of my TB results from them, because I did just get one this year?
Yes, that would be great if you get a copy from them. Then you wouldn't have to
review
it.
I'm not trying to get sick again.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
It's not fun.
Yeah, it's not. And it itches. And they'd be like, don't scratch it. And I'd be like, man, this is torture. You want me to send it to this number?
Yeah, you could send it to this number.
Okay, no problem. I'll do it. I'll get it to you and within the next hour or so when I stop, because I just picked my daughter up from school.
Okay, perfect. Not a problem. And remind her about those links to take care of when you get a chance.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Be well.
Of course. Be well.
Okay, bye.